All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. At 6 o'clock, I'd like to call the meeting to order, please. I would like to ask you to join and stand for a moment of silence and then the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Mr. Hammond, may we have roll call, please?
Mr. DeAngelis.
Present.
Mrs. Finn.
Present.
Dr. Good.
Present.
Mr. Hershberger.
Present.
Mrs. Rohr.
Present.
Thank you. Board members, I'm going to go off agenda for a quick second. I'd like to turn it over to Mr. Hammond for a moment, please.
If you would, first I want to thank the board for your support over the last several weeks. As you know, I've been truly under the weather. But my strength, my endurance is starting to come back. And so this is my first attempt at being back in the office for some part of every day. And I'm hoping over the next 2 weeks I will increase that so that in the next 2 weeks I will be back in the office on a full-time basis as opposed to no time in the office and all at home. There's a group called Golden Gate Financial Services. They have been very helpful to me in conversations. They've done some of the heavy lifting for me, and I appreciate that. One of those two partners is Cajun Keaton, who's here tonight, and I would like to just give him a few minutes to address the board.
Yeah, appreciate it, everybody. My name is Cajun Keaton. Prior to being during the day, I'm a school treasurer. Prior to that, I was a teacher, and same with myself and the other individual that consults with me. And we work with schools across the state on forecasting monthly financials and crazy circumstances sometimes when people have to take maybe a short leave of absence due to medical or whatever the case may be. One of the things about us is we love public education. And that's why we feel so strongly. We want schools to succeed. We take it to heart that at the end of the day, if every dollar we help save or help point out to the board is a dollar more that we can send to our kids. And we're very passionate about that. So when Ira kind of called me up and explained what was going on, I knew, knowing his work ethic, that it wouldn't be long. So I said, of course, that's not an issue. But anyway, I kind of prepared this for the board and just wanted to give a snapshot. And actually, now I'll let Mr. Hammond deliver that message for the August financials. You're welcome. So since the financials, we'll let Ira take care of those. One thing that I did want to at least do something for the board this evening, since Mr. Hammond asked me to drive out, I wanted to see if the board had any questions regarding the Fair School Funding Formula. I was fortunate enough to be part of that committee, actually partnered with Mr. Tapps right down the road from Wooster, or now Ravinia, I think. Revere. So certainly wanted to see, I just wanted to point out to the board here that now we're in a situation where EMIS and student counts and things like that will actually matter before our Fair School Funding Model was frozen. So that's very important to schools across the state. We feel like we have a better formula moving forward, and we want to continue the focus on kids and the focus on public education, but I certainly wanted to address the board, see if you all had any questions or anything for you to help.
Thank you.
What do you think has been the best thing that has come out of the fair funding?
I think in terms of equity, I think a lot of things were shifted towards public education and equity. Do I think there's work to do? Yes. I think that there has been, I'll give you the pros, I guess. The pros is if you were, you know, if Chippewa added 500 kids this year or lost 500 kids, you'd get the same amount of funding under the old formula. That's just not fair, I think, across the state of Ohio, that a school district have an increase of 500 kids, let's say, for example, and be held to that same funding model, funding amount every year after year after year. If what it used to do, the old model, it forced districts to the taxpayers much more often, right? The new funding formula is going to take a big step in combating that. It puts more of an emphasis on property value versus income, or I'm sorry, less on property value, more on income. And then, but honestly, the negative side of the new fair school funding formula, it created a lot for ed choice and a lot for school choice and parent choice, for quite honestly, sending public dollars to private schools. And that's a lot has to do with the Senate and maybe who's in charge there. But
can I hit pause real quick? Yeah. Can I call point of order? We haven't even accepted the agenda yet. And I know there's space for Golden Gate to present.
Oh, I didn't know that's what they were going to do, the presentation.
No, I was just doing this before we did that, if that's okay.
I mean, but we haven't even accepted the agenda yet.
This wasn't on the agenda.
Golden Gate Financial Services. Two.
No, that's not that.
Okay. Slightly confused.
It's okay. My fault.
Continue.
No, but in general, just wanted to see if you guys had any questions, you know, related to anything at this time, but go forward more on the agenda with the financials.
Yeah, we're good. Thank you.
All right,
thank you. Moving on, motion to approve the September 27th, 2021 agenda. I need a motion, please.
So moved.
Thank you. In a second.
Here.
Thank you. Any questions, comments, concerns? May I have roll call, please?
Who was my first?
TJ. TJ, Mr. DeAngelis was the first, and Dr. Good was the second.
Thank you. Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yeah.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yay.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. D, motion to approve the minutes from the September 13th, 2021 BOE regular meeting. I need a motion, please.
So moved.
Thank you. Second, please.
Second.
Thank you. Mr. DeAngelis was the first. Mr. Hershberger was the second. May I have a roll call, please?
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yay.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes. Thank you. Treasurer's comments in action items. Mr. Hammond?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For clarification, on my part of the agenda, you're going to notice some bullet points up front. Those bullet points are for me to just kind of bring you up to speed with some things that are happening. They're not meant for action. They're not per se meant for even discussion. It's just to kind of bring you up to speed with what's going on in my world. And then after that, there are the action items. So the first one out there is the MOU for the junior-senior high build-out, which was completed 2019, I believe. We just last week received a communication from OFCC. They were asking for an MOU on the locally funded part of that so that they can close out the project. And so what I wanted to convey to you tonight is we are in the process, or they are in the process now of 2 years later closing out that project. The Moody rating release. As you know, we have two bonds out there, and every year Moody goes in and provides an update. And I just wanted to let you know that September 22nd, that update was made public. The third thing there, Golden Gate Financial Services, just wanted to thank them for their efforts in helping carry the weight over this past month. Advance refunding. So what is advance refunding? That's the action that we took a couple of months ago to, if the federal government gave us the opportunity to refinance our bond issues, which would in effect have the potential of saving the taxpayers of our district approximately $1 million. Mm-hmm. But I got an email last week from Mike Burns of Baird Company saying that there is an upcoming reconciliation bill, but we don't know at this point if the ability to do an advance refunding is in that bill or not. But at this point, there's nothing that has happened, so it's just still stagnant out there. The last bullet point. So in my previous district, we had a relationship with the local library, and we would submit our financial statements, reports to the library on a monthly basis so that it was on file there. That way, if anyone in the public was interested or desired to see them, they had the ability to look at that. And so that is my intent, to have that conversation with the library and have that on file there. It is a public record, mm-hmm. So I don't foresee that to be an issue anywhere. And it's just, from my perspective, that's good PR for your district, yes. Because you're making it available. So if I could move on now to my action items. I provided you tonight with the hard copies of the July and August financial reports. So looking for approval for that. Looking for approval for my fiscal year 22 appropriations, which is the green sheet. As you approve those tonight, those aren't necessarily what I would call permanent. It allows me to start budgeting down in the weeds to the line item level, mm-hmm. And we may have to come back and update that at some point based on spending issues or revenue issues, since we have to spend within our the confines of what we have cash-wise. The third item there, the C, going back to what we were talking about, the bond issue, we have a payment coming due the middle of October, and that payment includes both interest and principal. There's another payment that will come due in May. That one is strictly interest. So I'd like your approval for those three items.
Thank you, Mr. Hammond. All right, members of the board, I need a motion, please.
So moved.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
Thank you. Mr. DeAngelis made the first. Mr. Hirschberger made the second. May I have a roll call, please?
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hirschberger?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yay.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Thank you. Want me or you?
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
And under the superintendent's consent agenda, I have three staff that are moving on the salary scale based upon further education. As you can see, Stephanie Sharton's moving from a bachelor's to a bachelor's plus 150. Jennifer Walsh is moving from a master's plus 15 to a master's plus 30. And Courtney Stutka is moving from a bachelor's 150 to a master's. So I'm looking for approval for that. I have some supplemental contracts for wrestling and basketball assistants. Two mentors. You can see, if you remember, Joan West was on there before. She is picked up a second teacher that she is mentoring. Mm. And then three volunteers for the theater. Item C, the approval to discard two kitchen appliances, a mixer at Hazel Harvey and a steamer at CIS. We are looking to see if there's a market out there for these two items. They don't work. But don't know if somebody wants them for parts, right. And or if we can scrap them. Either or, we are going to discard these items. They are no longer of any use to us in the kitchen. And then you can see, obviously, in D, we're going to have to get a new convection steamer and convection oven. The amount is $15,834.59 from RISI Distributors for here at CIS. So we'll be placing two items and buying two items that will come here to CIS. The mixer at Hazel Harvey is just sitting there. It's one of those big stand-up ones. It's a monster. But we believe we're going to get some scrap value, but RISI's is going to help us on that if there's a market out there and what where we would take that particular item.
Okay.
So I'm looking for approval for those four items.
Thank you. All right, members of the board, I need a motion, please.
So moved.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
Thank you. Mr. DeAndres made the first. Mr. Hirschberger made the second. May I have roll call, please?
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hirschberger?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yay.
Mrs. Finn?
Yes.
Thank you. At this time, we need to move into executive session. We are going into executive session for pending and or imminent court action. Upon conclusion of this executive session, the board president will gavel the board back into open session at this location. All matters discussed in this executive session are designated to the public officials and employees as confidential pursuant to RC 102.03 paren B, close paren, because of the status of the proceedings and slash or the circumstances under which the information will be received, and preserving its confidentiality is necessary to the proper conduct of government business. I need a first, please.
Motion.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
Thank you. Mr. Hirschberger made the first. Mr. DeAngelis made the second. May I have
Mr. Hirschberger?
Roll call.
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yay.
Mrs. Finn?
Yes.
Thank you. 6:17.
And you will not be doing any action after?
You mean? Not anticipating any action.
Nope.
After executive session.
Yep.
The record.
All right. Thank you.